and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack, and gosh, what a beautiful, beautiful day it has been here in North Carolina, and I hope where you are, it has been just as gorgeous and spring-like. I know that this has been kind of a week of weeks. There's been a lot going on in the news, so many things, so many eventful things, and none of them have been good at all. I mean, we had last night, I'm sure pretty much everyone out there, unless you were in a hole or in a foreign country and you couldn't get access to television, you know, you saw the capture of suspect number two in the Boston Marathon bombings. And that was a huge relief to the people of Boston. And we just want to say here on Behind the Mic Radio, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families, the victims, and those who were injured in Monday's blast. And so at least, you know, last night, justice, you know, the second suspect was brought to justice. And as many of you know, the suspect number one lost his life the night before. So we're relieved as a country, but we are not to ever think for one second that this eradicates terror, or, you know, that this will not ever happen again, because, you know, I have my personal views and beliefs, which I think is left for another show. But in any event, certainly hope that today has been a little bit easier for everyone. We just had a lot of things going on. You know, we had the fertilizer plant explosion in West Texas, and there's been flooding in Chicago, tornadoes through the Carolinas last night, and it's just been all kinds of really volatile stuff, violent stuff that's been happening. And we just, I think, as a nation, just have to pray and pray for those, our loved ones, pray for those who are hurting, and pray for the healing of our country, because I think we definitely have a lot of that. And there are a lot of families out there today who, you know, are really trying to struggle to get through what they've been dealing with over the last couple of days, both in Boston and now in West Texas. And yeah, even in Chicago, with the flooding, the massive flooding that has been going on. So hopefully today it's a little bit brighter day for most people out there. And today has been a good one in spite of the week that we have been handed. So with that, I want to welcome you to our show tonight, and thank you so much for being here. We are going to be playing for you in the next few minutes an interview that we did with a comedian recently that, oh my gosh, I've not laughed so hard as I did during the time that I spoke with her, both off air and then on air. She's just a real hoot. And our special guest that we did the interview with, her name is Shonda Pierce, and she is known for her unpretentious southern charm and laser sharp wit. She has been entertaining audiences from coast to coast for more than a decade, and is an in-demand stand-up comic, television hostess, and author. She has turned her gift for storytelling into a multifaceted career and is currently on tour with her Girl Talk and Laugh Through It shows that will be coming to a city near you very soon. And so we are very, very honored and pleased to bring to you tonight our interview with Shonda Pierce. Enjoy. So welcome, Shonda Pierce. Hello.
Ah, I hear the roar of the crowd, the roar of the crowd. I'm just so excited to talk to you. Are you kidding me? I live my life talking to a room full of people, but never one individual. So this is a treat.
well, likewise. It is such a treat. I have been a fan of yours for quite some time and love your humor. It's just side-splitting, you know, and so it's just such an honor to have you on our show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Well, right out of the gate, one of the things I'm curious about, which I'm sure a lot of people wonder, is what prompted you to decide to become a stand-up comic?
Well, I was getting regular spankings for being funny, so then I decided I should get paid for this. You know, I was a middle child, and middle children are always a little, you know, much the class clown or the loud mouth or the trying to get attention. So I'm sure that had something to do with it. And then I was a theater arts major in college. And you know, my good godly mother, you know, if you don't perform in the church, you're just, you know, going to hell in a handbasket. So, you know, yeah. I kept trying to find a place to use my love for the theater in the church world, and little teeny tiny churches in the South, there wasn't a whole lot of lot of demand for my talents.
Yeah.
And so when I was in college, I got a job at a theme park in Nashville, Tennessee, called Opryland, and that particular place, it was filled with all kinds of shows, music reviews, and you know, and I got in a show that told the history of country music. And I hadn't really followed country music much, and I was a terrible dancer. I mean, I grew up in a church where dancing was just illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to keep my job, they gave me the part of Minnie Pearl, and I fell in love with that. For 6 years, I impersonated Minnie Pearl, and I fell in love with the gift of laughter and what God created it for as the medicine he intended it to be. It just became a delight to me, and I found myself gravitating to comedic roles in college. I found myself, you know, flipping the channel. I loved Carol Burnett. I loved Bill Cosby, and so then when I got serious about my walk with the Lord, I wanted to tell my testimony, and I used to make a joke all the time going, I wasn't trying to be a stand-up comedian. I was trying to share my testimony, and people kept laughing in my face. Part of that is really true. I had a story I wanted to share, but it wasn't all that funny, and I thought, well, I should ease into it. And maybe I used to impersonate Minnie Pearl and take my hat off and tell my own testimony. I was like my own opening act for a long, long time until, you know, I created enough material from my own life that I could, that I wouldn't have to wear the hat anymore. It evolved. It is something that just happened. And I love that, because then it has really helped me relax a little more down through the years. If this was something that I was creating myself, other than now I have to write some humor and, you know, and now I have to catch up with what the Lord has created for me. But I look back and go, you know, doors just opened, and I'm very, very blessed at that. And of course, I know that's got to be depressing for people who want to be a stand-up comedian, and they find somebody they want to follow in their footsteps, and then when that person just says, well, it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
it's got to be aggravating. Once you're there, once you've got a few albums out there and people, you know, you've created this demand for yourself, then you have to start. Then you start catching up with that demand and going, look, God opened doors for me, but now I gotta keep the door, you know, I gotta keep this fueled, and so now it's harder work.
That's right.
Now I'm like, now, you know, 15 albums later, I just can't keep topping, you know, the next thing, but somehow humanity continues to be crazy, and I have material.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you is where, you know, what inspires your material that you come up with? Because you've always been known for being just this great storyteller. So, you know, I'm sure it's got to be, you know, you've got plenty to draw from.
You know, it is just, I can entertain myself going to the mall and sitting on the, you know, on a bench watching people. You know, that is, mm-hmm. That's the one thing, you know, that keeps me going, is just what people look like, what people do. And when God created human beings, he did a great job, because we are funny.
Oh, yeah.
There is some funny ones out there.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, and there's a lot of material you can gain just from simply sitting on a bench in the mall and just watching
the truth.
So,
well,
that's
there's a lot of material.
Entertainment.
That's right, and there's material you can gain being married to somebody. Let me tell you, my husband says his job is to keep doing stupid stuff, so I have something to talk about. And so far, so good.
Well, as long as he never straightens up, you're good to go, aren't you?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Oh, gosh. Well, now, currently, you know, you are on tour performing both your Girl Talk and your Laughter It shows, and talk a little bit about each, specifically the Girl Talk show, because I've got to hear about that. Now that's,
you know, we call it Girl Talk, the Incredible Traveling Talk Show, because one thing, at this stage of my career, that's the next thing, is I'd like to have a talk show, and so since nobody invited me to have one, I'm just going to bring one to your town.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Love it.
And we set up the stage like it's a talk show. The opening monologue is about current events and what's going on. And then we even have the top, well, we don't have top 10 because I have ADD. About 7 or 8, I get bored. So we have the top 5 things. And we've got, you know, music and interviews. And, of course, then the last half of the show, as my husband says, is vintage Shonda, where we just laugh and cry and pee in our pants and then go home.
I love it.
I'm trying to get sponsored by Depends Undergarments. That would be hilarious.
Well, you know what? Would that just not be all the rage if you could do that? I think I'm going to advocate
that
for you.
That'd be like a guarantee funny. Well, this show must be funny. It's sponsored by Depends, for heaven's sake.
That's right. That doesn't mean she uses them. It just means they're sponsored her.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Right.
That's hilarious. Now, one thing I'm curious about is what is life like on a tour bus? Because, you know, you're traveling almost nightly from city to city to city. And, you know, it's got to be, I would think, sometimes a little bit cramped, a little bit crazy. How do you handle it?
You know, it's well, you know, I can't complain too much. It's very nice. It's not like we're, you know, a rolling, you know, U-Haul truck. But
yeah.
We try to make it as nice as we can because it is your home away from home. But
mm-hmm.
You put 5 or 6 people on there, it's still, you know, you're still climbing all over one another. The sweet thing is, you know, you have a little refrigerator so you don't starve. But I travel with my puppy dog. And that's just, I feel like an old woman and her pets. But it's still very comforting. And of course, I am blessed to be surrounded by a great staff of people that really get behind me and what it is that I do. And, of course, this tour is a real privilege because I'm traveling with Jeff Moore. And you remember Jeff Moore in The Distance, and he's an incredible songwriter.
Yes.
A man of God, and he has a couple of people with him, and we just, you know, it's not like we sit around and have our Bibles open and it's a heavenly moment all the time, but it's camaraderie. It's
mm-hmm.
like-mindedness. It's people who share their craft for a higher calling and a higher purpose. And so, you know, I've been doing stand-up comedy for 15 years or so, and the essence of stand-up comedy is that you are standing up by yourself. So when you bring in people along in the show, there's this added enthusiasm and excitement of going, you know, here's an award-winning career. And of course, Jeff is a masterful songwriter. He's written most everything Stephen Curtis Chapman sings. I mean, he's just, you know, and so what aggravates me about that is I spend 3 hours on the stage trying to say something that he can put in a song in 3.5 minutes.
So it's kind of like yin and yang, you know, and
yeah.
He balances out.
That's exactly right. But with that love of our craft, it comes some great conversation and enthusiasm. Of course, my husband's a big Jeff Moore fan, so, you know, we're blessed this time around. So I can't say, you know, feel sorry for us, we're on this bus. But anytime you're away from home, it's hard, and it's a sacrifice, and we both have families and other obligations that we miss, but it's worth it. You know, you try to craft a night so that leaving home was worth it. And I will say that when we get ready to pack up and leave, we hear the comments of, you know, thank you for the reprieve. I needed the laugh. People say thank you for the inspiration. Some people come to know Jesus. We're out there with Compassion International. People are changing other people's lives by sponsoring children. And so, you know, you just hope that when you climb back on the bus and leave that it was worth leaving home. And so far, so good.
It certainly sounds like it. Now, one interesting thing, and this is Girl Talk strictly, but I want to know, how do you go shopping when you're on tour? I mean, I bet it's got to be murder to try to find parking for a tour bus, you know? So, how do you do this? I mean, really, it's like,
Yeah, that's the only good thing my husband loves about me touring. There is no time for shopping. That's right. There's no parking and there is no time. You know, but it's not the vacation that it looks like. We get there in time to do the next show, and then we pack up and head to the next one. And so It's rare we have that much downtime, but yeah, usually we'll have to park somewhere and then, you know, and then walk.
Yeah, or just call the mall and go, hey, we're coming.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Reserve a huge area for the bus. We'll be there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. One thing is trying to go through the drive-thru of McDonald's is the hardest thing to get a
Oh, I'm sure. Now, what do you find funny?
My husband, I find him very funny. I find, you know, I sit and watch America's Funniest Videos all day long. I love that you have YouTube now, so you can just, you know, punch in exactly what you want to see. And I like watching news reporters bloopers.
Mm-hmm.
I like when, to me, funny. Excuse me. To me, funny is when the unexpected happens, and that is always funny to me. Don't ask me why. Maybe I'm vicious. I don't know.
Well, it is because you're not expecting it, and I think sometimes the hardest I've ever laughed is when you weren't expecting something to happen. You know, it just kind of happens. And the more you laugh, the more you laugh. I mean, and then other people start laughing, and then it just becomes contagious.
I love it.
You know?
I know, I love it. It's so much fun. Aren't we blessed to get to experience that emotion? You know, the Lord gave us each and every emotion, and it's okay to experience them all.
That's so true. That is so true. And you know, and you said it earlier that laughter is the best medicine. What would Shonda here say about that?
I think if it wasn't for this gift of laughter, I don't think that I would be alive today. I think it was a time in my life when the Lord found me a job where 5 times a day, 6 days a week, I had to make a crowd of people laugh at a theme park. And it was a time in my life when nothing was funny. And it was that medicine that began to be the glue that I needed to keep my head together, to keep give me hope, and to give me a reprieve of what was going on deep in my heart and the sorrow and the grief, and it's still the same today. It's, you know, I'm very blessed that I get to stand on the stage and tell stories that make people laugh, but it's their sound of laughter that is medicine to my soul as well, and so it's just a gift that keeps on giving, and I praise God to be a part of it.
I agree 100%. I think, you know, as long as we have laughter, we can always find our way through anything, you know, because it helps make just about anything you're dealing with a little bit lighter. If you can find that bright side to anything, you know, laughter
That's
is
That's exactly
key.
Right.
You know.
Well, I'm just so honored to get to talk to people about it, and I'm honored for people like you that want to talk about the show and get us going to the next city and encourage people to come And I just can't wait. I can't wait to be in an area where your listeners will get to experience exactly what we're sitting here gossiping about.
Well, I am thrilled because I live in North Carolina. I understand you're coming to Raleigh in May, and
Woo-hoo!
I am definitely going to come out and check out your show. I can hardly wait. It's going to be a blast. So
Thanks so much.
Oh, well, thank you, and best of luck to you. God bless you and your team and your family, and we look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you so much, Dawn, and we'll see you soon.
All right, take care, Shonda.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye. Ah, what a wonderful, wonderful interview with Ms. Shonda Pierce, and if you've never had the privilege of seeing her do any of her stand-up style and her comedy, you have to go to YouTube, check her out, and see some of her skits and things that she does. She's awesome. I mean, just absolutely awesome. And really, I'm so glad we aired this today, because after the week that we've had as a nation, you know, of all the dismal news, you know, to deal with on a day-to-day basis, literally every day we've had something, you know, really bad to have to combat and listen to on the news. This has been such a nice reprieve. It's been so refreshing. And as you can tell in the interview we did with her, she is just an absolute delight. I mean, on air, she is the exact same way off air. She's just full of laughter, very bubbly, very vivacious, and I couldn't help but be uplifted throughout it all. Definitely the shot in the arm that I think we need today, and it's laughter. And she's so correct in that, you know, laughter is one of those things that, you know, we should never, ever take for granted. It is the best medicine. It truly is. And you heard her say herself that, you know, it really got her through one of the darkest periods of her life, and she found a way to laugh. And as a result, you know, now she has traveled all over the world and nationwide doing what she loves best, and that's making people laugh. So we want to thank Shonda Pierce for being a very special guest today, and also just for taking the time. She's incredibly busy right now, so to have this interview and this opportunity with her was just a rare opportunity, and we're so very grateful. And if you'd like to check out Shonda, you can visit her website. She is simply at shonda.org, and you can actually look in the concert calendar section to find out where she is going to be. If you're interested in seeing her live with her Girl Talk, the incredible traveling talk show, you can actually go to the concert calendar section on her website and be able to find all the dates where she's going to be appearing. And also you can follow her on Twitter at Shonda Pierce, and she is also on Facebook at facebook.com/Shonda Pierce. And, of course, we'll have all Shonda's info on our website as well as linked to her site to make it easy to find her. So hope that you enjoyed that as much as we did today. It was just such a treat having her with us, and we'd love to have her back, you know, down the road and when she has more time, and we can actually have a little bit longer interview. But I think, as I said earlier, it was just what the doctor ordered today after the week we've had. All right, so Monday, coming Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have a very, very special guest. Her name is Alina Sanchez. Now, you may not know her kind of as Alina Sanchez, but let me tell you who she is. First of all, she's done a lot of stunt work in a lot of big movies, and she is, you know, really starting to cut her teeth in the acting world. She actually is going to be making her acting debut in the newest, the newest installment of the, the newest installment of, I hate when I do this, but I apologize. I didn't have this right in front of me like I should have. Just a moment, please. Yeah, she's actually going to be, if my computer will cooperate now, if I can, really, really lame. Oh, my gosh, this is awful. Because the name has escaped me, I can't even for the life of me think what it is. Anyway, she has actually got a lead, one of the big parts in one of the Hunger Games. That's it, the Hunger Games Catching Fire. She's going to be making her acting debut in that movie. And, of course, we won't be able to talk a whole lot about the Hunger Games, but if you're a Hunger Games fan, we will definitely talk about the trilogy to date as it relates to this latest installment, which is now in post-production. And sorry for the delay there. It's Saturday. It's been a crazy, crazy day. After this week, I'm just about brain dead. But so please forgive me there for that misstep. But in any event, she is actually going to be with us on Monday evening, the 22nd, at 7 p.m. Eastern. So we're very excited about that. And then coming on Tuesday, April 23rd, at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have Jerry Douglas. Jerry Douglas, who is best known for his role on as John Abbott, the one and only, on the CBS, the number one rated CBS daytime drama, The Young and the Restless. So we're very, very excited. We're going to be having him with us. So we have got a great week lined up next week, and you can actually always go to our website, behindthemicradio.com, and see a list of all of our guests that we have you know, scheduled and all those that we do have upcoming. So it's going to be a great week, and we definitely look forward to it, and we hope that you'll be right here with us. And so with that, that's going to wrap our show for this evening. We greatly appreciate you being here and listening in to our wonderful interview with Shonda Pierce. Again, we want to thank her for being our special guest. And we're going to take tomorrow off, but we'll be right back here Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy your evening, all, and the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop. Baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com.